Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, I got my man, Mike Wilson. I would always be Andy Dorf. A couple few ways you can get at us, people. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, got some guys playing golf on the other side of the pond this morning, and no surprise, our man Scotty Scheffler right on top of that leaderboard. Rory McIlroy, Harris English, a couple people looking right back at him. And, yeah, we'll keep you posted on what's going on the other side of the pond as far as that goes. Major League Baseball, we had ourselves a hell of an all-star game, I guess you could say that. 6-0, all of a sudden it's 6-6, and then all of a sudden they're hitting home runs to see who wins this thing. So, you know, things we'll be talking about a little bit about that. Mike, are you with me, my friend? Are you here?
I am with you, buddy. And I spent the last, like, hour and a half watching golf, man. So I'm excited to talk some golf today.
All right, cool. On the other side, we will talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk to him about Major League Baseball. And hour two, man, we got a special guest, Mike Wilson. My good buddy Alex Raimundo is going to stop by. Happens to be in the Valley of the Sun, the 24th and the 25th. That's this coming week. So we'll chat with him, just catch up and see what's going on with funny man, good dude, great guy, my buddy Alex Raimundo. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're just getting loose, getting warmed up. Hang out, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
All righty. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and I'm assuming we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter. Yes, we do. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Andy. How about you?
I can't complain. You know, another day in the Valley of the Sun, and right now it's actually relatively chill out there. It's an overcast day. Yeah. Had a little bit of the sprinkles happening this morning, and... watching golf behind me, so yeah, I'm not complaining too much, but you know, we weren't all that excited about the All-Star game and the festivities and all that stuff, but I gotta say, to a certain degree, I think it delivered to much of my chagrin. I'm actually pleasantly shocked and surprised that the festivities in general, John, the home run derby was spectacular. You know, having a catcher win that thing was somewhat surprising and shocking. And then, you know, the All-Star game itself didn't look like it was going to be a game when, you know, it's 6-0, and then all of a sudden they roar back to 6-6, and then before you know it, we're taking swings at home runs to find out who's going to win this thing. So, at the end of the day, I think it had to be somewhat of a success and much better than I was anticipating. How do you feel about what you saw or didn't see? Maybe you did or didn't watch the game, but obviously you know what happened. So at the end of the day, I think it was somewhat successful. What say you?
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. We took a few days holiday, so we were out of town from first thing Tuesday morning till Saturday afternoon. So I didn't see much live. Did see a little bit of the game, a couple of innings of the game on Tuesday night, and it was 6-0 at that point. So I shouldn't say I turned it off, but I kind of turned it down and picked up a book and started to read. Next thing I knew, it was 6-6. The next thing I knew, I was asleep. So I didn't get to see the home run swings, but, of course, read about it the following day, saw it on the highlights. A great way to decide a game that really means nothing in the standings. I'm not a big guy on gimmicks, but, you know, I got to think that the All-Star game itself is a little bit of a gimmick. So maybe this is a good way to end it. To me, it was exciting. It allowed a guy to hit his third home run, become the MVP of the game. Showed that an All-Star game can still be a meaningful game in terms of entertainment. And one of the things that I really liked, and we've talked about this a number of times, was a return to players wearing their own team uniforms as opposed to those generic black or generic blue or generic yellow, whatever they've been wearing the last few years. It really brought back some memories for me to watch the All-Star game where players participating were wearing Cincinnati uniforms, where they were wearing Blue Jay uniforms, they were wearing Cub uniforms. It really helps identify with the players and the teams, and it tells you all about an All-Star game, unlike other sports where everybody looks the same. So to me, it was a big success, great way to end the game, put a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for, excitement, I guess, back into the sport. We've talked so many times about how dull and boring All-Star games can be in sport. This has to be, I wouldn't say it's a gold star, but it's certainly a silver star for Major League Baseball in terms of bringing back the interest into the game.
John, you know, look, moving forward now, since we are, you know, we're past the All-Star break and, you know, we got the trade deadline and then we get into the latter half of the season. As we get to that trade deadline, who do you see being active as far as the leaders in the major leagues?
I think everyone's going to be active, Mike, and I think it's going to be somewhat of a chain reaction. You know, looking at the American League East as a classic example, Toronto and the Yankees three games apart, one team is going to make a move, the other team is going to counter it. I think we're going to see the same thing in most of the divisions. I wouldn't have said that about the Detroit Tigers a week ago, but, you know, I look at the standings this morning, and while it's still a healthy lead, the Tigers have lost six in a row. I wouldn't say they're panicking, but that lead is starting to get eaten away just a wee bit. You got to think that the Tigers might be looking to strengthen things a little bit. The Mets and the Phillies we've talked about a lot. That's another race that it's a game and a half now, so I still think that that race is going to be decided by that four-game series in Philadelphia in September, but you have to know that when one of those two teams makes a move, the other one is going to counter it, and I'm thinking that the Mets may be the first one to make the move simply because they've been struggling a little bit in recent weeks. The National League Central, your Cubs, and I'll talk about that in a second because I was looking at the numbers this morning and all three of us have reason to be happy with what we see. I don't think the Dodgers are convinced that they're home free yet, so I can see them trying to beef up a little bit, and I can still see the Giants and the Padres thinking they have an outside chance to catch the Dodgers. So I think they might be active as well, and I think what you're going to see is a chain reaction, and I think you're going to see one team go out and get their guy, and then the other teams that are in contention with them are going to go out and get their guy, and so on and so forth. And I think it's going to be a seller's market probably more than a buyer's market, because I think there's a number of teams that have players that they would like to move, expensive players that might be on an expiring contract or expensive players that might not still be at their peak when that particular team is ready to make a run at things. So I think it's going to be a pretty active deadline, but I also think it's going to be more active before the deadline than at the deadline. I think it's going to be a little bit like what we saw in hockey this year, where teams made their moves two or three weeks before the deadline. That's the way I see it happening, but I mentioned, all three of us have an opportunity here to sit back and smile. And I was looking at the stats this morning, and I see that overall, Mike, put your hand up, the Chicago Cubs with the best percentage in baseball at 602. From April 30th till today, I get to put my hand up because the Blue Jays have the best winning percentage in Major League Baseball since April 30th at 632. And Andy gets to put his hand up because since May 31st, the Brewers have the best record in baseball at 692. So each one of us has something positive happening with our team as we sit here on the 19th of July.
Not only that, I've got a couple more things to add to that good stuff that you're talking about with my Milwaukee Brewers as we go to break here. Look, man, they are the only team in the league with, well, at that point, now it's more because now they're on this 9-game win streak that they got going. But they had 28 wins at the break over teams of 500 or better, and now that they've been beaten up on the Dodgers once again, it just kind of continuing to grow. And another thing that they've done different this year is they've had the most wins that they've ever had at the All-Star break as well. A lot of times I have a good feeling about what's going on in Milwaukee, guys. I really do have a good feeling about what's going on in Milwaukee this year. The pitching has been better than I thought it was going to be. They're getting that hitting. They could always use another bat, we know it. But at the end of the day, my friends, they're doing things this year that other teams are not doing. And it's making them a little bit special, in my humble opinion. We got to take a break. We'll come back and I'll get your thoughts on what I just said. And obviously, we'll continue rapping about what's happening in Major League Baseball. John Poulter, a professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Alrighty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out right now with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking Major League Baseball. And I said something before we went to the break, fellas. I want to give you a chance, John, to give me your thoughts and opinion about what I said. The Brewers, before the break, 28 wins over teams with records of 500 or better, the most in the Major League Baseball, the most wins that they've had in franchise history at the All-Star break. And I feel like I've never really felt before. I think we have something a little special brewing in Milwaukee. Am I onto something, John?
I think you are. A couple of things are contributing factors here from my seat, and I look at this from a total neutral standpoint. They're running into a bit of a buzzsaw in the Cubs, you know, and I can hear Mike smiling when I say that. The Cubs started out well. They've continued to play well. I think they've played a little bit better than we all anticipated. It's too bad the Brewers got off to that slow start, because if the Brewers had played at the pace early in the season that they are playing now, I think we'd have a half a game or a one-game lead either way with those two teams. Those series that are coming up between those two teams over the balance of the season are going to be very exciting. But I think that the Brewers are, I'm not going to say fortunate, but I think it's good for them that all of a sudden players are starting to play well again, and they're looking at guys that are healthy. And, you know, I look at a guy like Yelich. We've talked for a couple of years that he's been fighting injuries. He's not been the Christian Yelich we know because of those injuries. But all of a sudden, you look at his numbers in 2025, and he's the Christian Yelich that he was 4 or 5 years ago. Jackson Churio has proved that he is not a rookie phenom that fell away in the sophomore season. He's playing really well. Rhys Hoskins, I wouldn't say he's having a comeback year, but he's having a better year than we probably imagined he would, because, I mean, let's be honest, he's not a star. He's a good, solid, everyday player. You pencil his name in the lineup, and he's going to show up, and he's going to produce. But he's not Juan Soto. He's not Bryce Harper. He's just a good, solid player. So I think there's a number of factors here, and their starting pitching has been extremely good, and we all know what a big percentage of winning baseball games starting pitching is. So I think there's a lot of factors, you know, and the management has also been good. We all thought that when Craig Counsell left for the north side of Chicago that things might be a little bit of a drop-off in Milwaukee, but there's no question that management in Milwaukee is just as good as it was 5 years ago. And I think it's all fitting together, and I'm kind of looking forward to this race from a couple of standpoints. Number one, because it's going to be a good race and there's still a couple of series left between the two teams. But getting to talk to you guys each week, where there's one guy that's a staunch Cub fan and one guy that's a staunch Brewer fan, and getting to chat with you about it. And I'm the guy with no skin in the game at all.
Well, you know, John, I've been thinking about you this past weekend, only because my Cubs are kind of beating up on the Red Sox for you there at Wrigley this weekend. So I was like, John's probably loving this. But my question with my Cubbies is that center fielder that they got, Pete Crow Armstrong, 23 years old. He looks like he's starting to kind of, you know, fill out his potential a little bit. What do you think about, you know, as Cub fans, we call him PCA. What do you think about Armstrong?
I'm impressed with him. I did not know much about him until he started to play very well. And, I mean, he's making that Baez trade look very good now because he was one of the guys that came back from the Mets when the Baez deal was made and the Mets ended up renting Baez for, 2 months or 2.5 months, something like that. It was a great way to get some return on a diminishing asset because it was pretty obvious that Baez was going to be gone from the Cubs at the end of the year. So kudos to the Cub management for making the deal. I always thought of him as being a great defensive center fielder and a pretty good base runner. I did not know just what a good kind of a good hitter he has shown that he is this year. Let's hope that it's not a fluke. The sample size is kind of small, but from what I've seen this year, he's playing very well on a good team. And when a guy plays that well defensively and is that good of a base runner, and generally speed does not go into a slump, so he's going to get opportunities to play. And if he continues to hit like that, there's no question he's going to get opportunities to play. This is a great chance for him to really put himself on center stage and in a big market and look like a really good baseball player. And he's playing on a good team. All of that adds up, and I think you guys should be very happy with that deal right now. I think when it was made, probably a few people kind of shook their head and said, what are we getting for this guy? But so far, even if it had been one for one, it might have been a good deal.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball as the second half of the season is now upon us. And, you know, that kind of leads me to where I'm going here in general with my thought process. Okay, so in the American League East right now, your Toronto Blue Jays have that 3-game lead over the Yankees, a 5-game lead over the Sox, who I got to say, I think, you know, we can't sleep on the Sox quite yet. I don't think we can sleep on Tampa Bay quite yet. Both those guys are hanging in there with this division. The disappointment right now is obviously Baltimore, but even them, they're 13 games back or 12 and a half, whatever it is. And in other divisions, they'd almost be competitive, which is kind of scary and crazy at the same time. But, you know, you look at that division, and it right now it's a 4-team race, really a 2-team race, but could wind up being 4 teams that are duking this thing out. I think that's something to watch, John. You look at the Central where you said, and we all know that Detroit has lost 6 straight, but they still have a double-digit lead. So, like, if anybody had an opportunity to kind of blow it a little bit, it's obviously the Tigers because their league, it just has been so big throughout the year that at some point adversity is going to kick in a little bit. And maybe they're getting that now, which might be a blessing in disguise if you ask me. You just never know, okay? Then you look at the West. Houston's got a 3-game lead. You know, Seattle's a little bit behind them with you know, they're down 3 games. The Rangers are 6.5. You look at the Angels, who are 8. I don't think that they're necessarily out of it. So that I think that we'll have to watch and see if this gets a little bit closer, and we'll see if Houston tightens up a little bit. In the National League East, it's really a 2-team race. The Marlins are better than the Braves. I think that's a shock, and like none of us could have ever expected that. That's crazy. You get to the Central where the Cubs have that 1-game lead over the Brew Crew. Cincinnati's been closer than they are now at 7.5. St. Louis has been closer than they are now at 8.5. So we'll see if they can bounce back and make this thing fun and exciting. And then you look at the West where the Dodgers, we all agree that they haven't really hit their stride, and they're kind of in I would say they're in cruise control, and they're kind of coasting through this thing with a 4.5-game lead over the Padres. It's 6 over San Francisco and 9 over the Diamondbacks. What I guess I'm really trying to say is, in a weird way, John, things are starting to tighten up, and the races are getting better in most of these divisions, with the exception of Detroit, who still has that double-digit lead. But at the end of the day, I think we're getting what we want. We're getting some parity, and we're getting competitive baseball.
We are, you know, to your point, Detroit now is very fortunate that they're fortunate in two respects. They're fortunate that they had that big lead. They can afford to sit back and say, hey, losing six in a row is not good at any point in time. But at least we had a big enough lead at 11 and change. I think they were 11 and a half the last time we chatted. The big advantage that the Tigers have this year is that no other team in that division is playing 500 baseball. You know, Cleveland is in second place at 47 and 50, and they went through a horrendous 8 or 9 game losing streak themselves. So that has helped. The Twins have been inconsistent all year. The Kansas City Royals looked like they were getting close for a little while and then dropped back. And, you know, the White Sox, we know, are in a rebuild, but I think they're showing some real good progress. They're not as bad a team by any stretch of the imagination as they were last year. So I think the Tigers are fortunate that they still have that big a lead. If they'd been playing in a more competitive division with some teams that were playing plus 500 baseball, they would probably be starting to sweat under the collar a little bit. Dodgers' Mookie Betts was benched Saturday night for poor play. Roberts said that, you know, this was not a planned day off. He decided to do it, even though they'd had 4 days off for the All-Star break, because he just wanted him to watch a baseball game and try and get his mind back in order. If Betts ever gets back to the Mookie Betts that we know, and there's no reason why I don't think there's any reason why we shouldn't see him come back to the Mookie Betts we know, I think that's when the Dodgers have a chance to stretch that out. But
That
Brewer-Cub race to me is a great race. The Jays and the Yankees is a great race, and the Yankees are here for 3 games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we may know a lot more about that American League East race when we chat next week.
Great stuff as always, John. We'll catch up to you next week. Have an awesome week, and enjoy your day.
Thanks, guys. Always fun to chat with you, and look forward to doing it again next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. On the other side, we're going to get into a little something else. So just be ready for what I'm throwing at you, Mike Wilson. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can get us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. So you've been watching some golf, Mike Wilson, you said?
I've been spending some time with it, yeah. Just my thought in my head going into the British Open was like, is Scotty going to make another run, going to get another one, going to get another major? And he's, right now, he's on his way to that. So... I swear to God, man, he's just that guy that if he needs a birdie, let me go get a birdie. Let me stick this within 10 feet of the hole or whatever. And before I got on the show this morning, he got himself in some tricky stuff and, you know, hadn't bogeyed in a while. And he gets his par and he moves on to the next hole. And he's, as the young kids would say, Scotty Scheffler is him. You know, he is him kind of thing. So watching Scotty is just, I'm not saying it's Tiger-like, but if he's on the leaderboard, I'm certainly paying attention.
You know, it's interesting because I was sitting there contemplating in my head, when are we going to start talking about Scotty as one of the greatest to ever play the game? And I think it's one of those things where he's in the moment right now. He's only in his late 20s, you know, and we're watching this greatness happen right before our eyes. And ultimately, if he continues this run that he's on, he is going to be right there in that conversation of the greatest of all time. He's absolutely spectacular. And to your point, you know, he seems to be able to get himself out of jams better than most guys can. When he needs to come up with a shot, he does for the most part. You know, I did just struggle a moment ago where he did take a double bogey, I believe. You know, yeah, he was at 17 now he's 5th, the closest is 11 under. So as a room, and obviously through 9 holes now. So now it becomes, it's like parts make birdies. And I think the mentality that he brings to the course is that he's the best, and nobody's really going to take the course to its knees the same way that Scotty does if Scotty is playing the way that Scotty can play. And we've just we do compare him to Tiger because, quite frankly, Mike, when you see what he does and how he goes about it, and the separation that he has at times in the field, it does make you feel a lot like you're watching a Tiger-like performance from Scotty Scheffler, in the sense of that he's dominating the golf course and he's dominating the field. And we haven't seen somebody do that unless we're talking about Tiger Woods. So, Yeah, I wonder when we have that conversation about Scotty being the greatest of all time, and I think it's one of those things where, again, we're watching it in real time, and the guy is so young still that we're not talking about that, but maybe we should be. What say you?
I mean, I think we can kind of whisper with this conversation about him, you know, being in the conversation of the greatest of all time. We got to let this marinate a little bit more. He has to get a few more, you know, majors to his name, and, you know, and the number of wins that he has on tour. But it is certainly trending that way for Scottie Scheffler. And, you know, my point was, you know, not knocking him in terms of, you know, he's not there with Tiger yet or anything. My thing is, when Tiger was on the leaderboard, people watch golf, and it's the same thing with Scotty. Scotty's within the top five, or he's in the lead. People pay attention, and it becomes appointment television. And, you know, this weekend NBC is carrying the British Open, so that means good things for that network and all those kind of things. So Scotty's starting to have, or has, that ability right now to get people's attention when he's playing well, he's on the leaderboard. But as far as the conversation, at least with me, I mean, we can kind of whisper about it, but like I said, just let it marinate a little bit more. Let him get a few more majors and a few more wins on tour, and then we can go into that conversation maybe a little bit more wholeheartedly in having him be in that discussion as one of the greatest, or maybe the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just one of those things where when you watch him play and when he creates the separation that he creates with the pack,
yeah,
it just makes you think about the way that Tiger used to dominate the field and basically everybody else was playing for second. And that is how I feel a lot of the times when Scotty is out there and he's doing what he does to the golf course and everybody else is 4, 5, 6, 7 shots behind him. It truly is magnificent, my friend. It really, really is.
Right.
I think, you know, what also that I find very attractive about Scotty and his game is that it seems to me like, you know, they're playing a Lynx golf course right now. You get a lot of roll.
Right.
You don't, there's a lot of blind shots. His game is suited for any golf course. That's what I'm trying
right.
to say here. And I, you know, it's funny because yesterday, you know, let me just kind of tell you what I did, man. You know, I think I told you the week before, golf is definitely on my mind is what I'm trying to say. So the week before for my birthday, we went to this place called Putting World, and they've got a simulator. So on that particular Sunday, I was playing Augusta National, my friend. And I'll tell you what.
What are you?
That course, the simulator, plays extremely similar to the way that it plays in real life, my friend. It was pretty fun because I'm hitting like balls to the front of the green, but all of a sudden they roll back 40 yards and I've got to hit a pitch shot back up to the green. And it made me really feel like I was playing Augusta National. This past week, I went to the simulator yesterday, and we played Arizona, the Arizona National, I believe, in Tucson.
Right.
Really fun golf course, you know, and I'm working on figuring out how to play the simulator game a little bit. Have you ever played a simulator, dude? Like, they're fun as all hell. Have you ever played one?
I've played a simulator back home, back in Portland, but it's been a little bit. But, you know, you mentioned, you know, Arizona National. Like, I've actually played that place a couple of times, and, you know, that's a tough little course. But I'm sure the simulator for Augusta or like Pebble Beach or Sawgrass would just, it would take a little bit of, just a little bit of time for me to kind of get used to it and just see just how, you know, my hat game measures up to, you know, the simulator with some of the top courses in the country.
Well, so you and I have gotten out before. We've played, you know. So
right.
you do know that I can strike it and I can play some decent golf at times. And so I shot a 91 on the simulator with golf clubs that are not mine. I just was, you know, using the ones that they provide you. I didn't bring my own set of golf clubs. However, next time, right. That is the change that I'm going to make on the simulator is I'm going to bring my golf set because I want to see, like, I feel like I know my distances with my clubs a little bit better, right? And that they're a little bit more forgiving than the clubs that I was using at the Putting World because right. The demos that they have just, you know, they're just there. They weren't bad by any means. Like, don't get me wrong. I was still able to go shoot 91, which was 20 over par. I felt relatively good about what I did. But the real point of what I'm telling you is I started to figure things out. So when you're playing on a simulator, you know, you think about playing and you want to hit the ball straight down the middle. Yes and no. You know, the way that it's designed is it is you pick a spot and you just try to hit it, right? So if you're going to play right. a little bit left on a simulator, you have to aim a little bit left to start, and then you just try to hit a straight line from where you're positioned. So it takes a little time to figure it out and know how to hit the ball on the simulator. But I'll tell you what, man, as far as like reality and how realistic it is flat out right on point with how those golf courses truly play. It's remarkable, man. So if you haven't done simulator golf, I truly encourage people, get out, try it. It's fun as all hell, Mike Wilson.
Well, you and I are going to have to have a couple of adult beverages and then go to the simulator because I don't know where it is in the Valley of the Sun, but I certainly would go there with you and try and figure this stuff out, man.
Well, and truth be told, that I think that's the only way to do it, my friend. You know, you go get the place is actually really sweet. I'll be honest with you. They have like a full bar. They have the putting, 18 holes of putting that you can do. And the greens there are not like your average ordinary like putt place. They're actually legit greens. And it's literally like hitting a putt on a real putting green. It's awesome. It really is. Like, I went with Katie, I went with Dylan, I went with Yasmin, and everybody had their moment out there. I'm not even kidding. Like, we all had our moment where somebody did something pretty special and spectacular. And I think that's also what's so fun about golf, or sports in general, when you think about it, is the ability to go out there and showcase your talent and just do something that you didn't think you could do and something that nobody else thought you could do as well. That's what life is all about in a nutshell. We got to take a break. I hear that music. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour one. We'll set up hour two where Alex Raimundo is going to join us in hour two about 9:12 after the hour. 9:12, that's when he'll be on, so keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf. By the way, you can get at us a couple few different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Or you can check us out on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfont Sports. Facebook, Dorfont Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorfont Sports. All right, brother. Summer League, my friend. Your final thoughts on a little Summer League action. What say you?
I don't know. You know, look, Summer League is just, it's Summer League, and it's rookies. It is, you know, guys trying to make the end of the bench kind of thing, and I don't really put too much stock in it. You know, I know people were disappointed that Cooper Flagg didn't get more run, but the Mavericks saw what they needed to see and the potential this guy has to be a great player in the league. But I don't put too much stock in it because it's just Summer League, and when you see the real NBA and then you can see what these rookies are going to do, then I'll be like, okay, this guy can play. Maybe this guy, we overrated him, or maybe this guy, we underrated him a little bit. But, you know, Summer League is, I don't put too much stock into it is what I'm trying to say.
I'll tell you what, that little point guard kid for the Chicago Bulls was putting on a hell of a show. It was a lot of fun watching these guys get out there and do their thing. Yeah, they make a lot of mistakes, and they make some boneheaded plays and this and that and the other, but it's fun watching the guys showcase their talents out there and getting some run, and we love NBA hoops, bro, so we can't get enough. I love watching NBA hoops of any kind, even the Summer League, baby. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. That means Alex Raimundo, funny man, will stop by in about 12 minutes or so. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
He would be three-quarters of the way to his majors Grand Slam, having won the Masters in 2022 and 2024. Scheffler's most unpredictable part of his game is his flat stick. If he putts even average, he should win. NBC has the coverage this weekend. Major League Baseball also returns this weekend, and it kicked off with the Cubs halting the Red Sox win streak at 10 with a 4-1 matinee win at Wrigley Field on Friday. Aaron Judge continues his hot pursuit of the Triple Crown as the Yankees are in Atlanta for a three-game series, and the weekend of baseball concludes with Sunday Night Baseball as the runaway leaders in the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers, visit Arlington, Texas to square off against the Texas Rangers. And finally, despite the hot weather you might be experiencing this weekend, cooler days are not far off as NFL training camps officially opened this past Wednesday when the Los Angeles Chargers reported to El Segundo, California. And the camps open in earnest this Tuesday with 26 of the 32 NFL teams welcoming back their 2025 squads. With this Sports Byline Sports Update, I'm Brock Hines.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
1990, Deion Sanders hits an inside-the-park home run for the Yankees.
Deion Sanders blazing around second. The throw to the plate gets on by. Sanders flies over, and now he is safe at home.
Sanders is considered one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time in the NFL, but was an impactful baseball player during his 9 seasons on the diamond. For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world as the second half of Major League Baseball, a little bit past the second half, but y'all know what I'm talking about because the All-Star break just happened, and they got a little bit more than, I don't know, 70 games or something like that left to play. So we'll see how the rest of the season goes there. We got Scottie Scheffler whooping up on the field on the other side of the pond and taking care of business, doing his thing. We got NBA Summer League playoff basketball coming to an end, and we've got college and NFL football on the horizon. And we also we'll be talking to our good friend, Alex Raimundo, who will be in town here, the Valley of the Sun, the 24th and 25th. That's this Thursday and Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about this hour, brother. So let's get after it, eh?
Hey, let's get after it, man. We got college football coming up too. We got the NFL right around the corner as well. We're starting to get into kind of our sweet spot with sports a little bit here. So yeah, we got plenty to talk about. So let's get to it.
Yeah, we were gonna try to hook up with JJ Lippy, our guy playing NFL football, but unfortunately had a practice today, man. He had to say no to us because he had practice, and I understand that, man, so I'm just giving him a little hard time, as you know, but we will be talking to J.J. Lippy from week in and week out during the NFL season, during the preseason, so yeah, we got you covered, people. Keep it close on the other side. Alex Raimundo. We're going to see what he's been up to lately. Good buddy of mine. So he'll be in town the 24th and the 25th at the Desert Ridge Improv, man. So, yeah, we'll give him a little love here on the program. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
All righty. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. I believe we're going to have Alex Raimundo join us here in a moment. I just need to get confirmation from my producer, Robert, which I now have. Alex Raimundo has now joining us on the program. Comedian, actor, good friend of mine. Maybe that's most important of all. But we'll be in town the 24th and 25th, Phoenix, Arizona, at the Desert Ridge Improv. Good morning, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good morning, my friend. It's been a bit.
How you doing? I know it's been way too long, actually, man. It's been a while. How long has it been? Has it been two years since you've been in the Valley?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if I'm technically in the Valley right now. I'm in Vegas right now, so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Yeah, 24th and 25th. You will be here this coming week. So you know this is like the week long tour to get to Phoenix, Arizona, man. Like, so give me a skinny of what you've been up to, because I've been watching a lot of stuff and I know you've been touring a ton lately. So give us what's been going on in your world right now, Alex.
Well, I'm just working. I'm just, getting into good gear. I do these shows in Vegas. I was in Laughlin, Nevada last week, which is, I don't know if you've ever been. It's a tired little casino town, but they got the water. They got the river and the lake there, which was awesome. So I've been really having a lot of fun on stage and off the stage, you know, staying in the heat, staying in the water.
You know, I've been to, I like to call it laughing, okay, because...
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like every time, I've been there once or twice, okay, and both times, I'm just going to tell you guys the truth, there's no reason to lie, we're amongst friends here. Every time I've gone to Laughlin, I feel like they're laughing at me because they kick my tail. I lose so bad every time I've gone to Laughlin. I have never won there. I stay away from there like you wouldn't believe. So I said to myself, every time you go here, you get your butt handed to you. You give them all kinds of your money, and they're laughing at you. So I try to stay away, but I love Vegas. And for some weird reason, I don't feel like Vegas is robbing me the same way that Laughlin robs me, but I think
Vegas they just turn the air conditioning up a little lower, you know, make you more comfortable. When I see Laughlin, when I'm there, I love being outside, and I love the lake. Mojave is beautiful. And a friend of mine, one of the comics, the house comic there, he's got a nice pontoon, so he spent some time. And then on the river, you got the jet skis, and you kind of wonder, God, why didn't Vegas build where you had all these water sports? But then again, Vegas wants to keep you inside and losing the whole time. But both great clubs, both great venues, and I've had a good time.
Hey, have you ever been to the Desert Ridge Improv here in Phoenix, Arizona, or is this the first time that you're going to be performing there?
You know, it's my first time, and I'm excited because as many times as I've been to Phoenix for the Improv or Stand Up Live, and, you know, they own those rooms, I didn't even know they had a Desert Ridge room. They just asked me to come out, and I was like, did y'all change the name? And they said, no, there's a third club. And so I'm excited to see what they've done over there.
Yeah, no, I mean, good part of town, too. I know you know the valley really well. Yeah. Desert Ridge is booming, and that's a good area. So I already know the ticket sales are going pretty well. But how can people, if they want to check you out that are here in the Valley of the Sun, how do they check you out? How can they get tickets, Alex?
Well, don't be confused, everybody. I'm only there two nights for one show each night. I'm there Thursday and Friday. I am not there on Saturday. It's just Thursday and Friday. So go to alexcomedy.com and just pick the night you want to come out. And Desert Ridge Improv, alexcomedy.com. One show each night, and it's going to be fun. And they gave me, they'll be slinging my tequila, number one tequila, so that'll be fun, too. That'll make it more fun.
Well, and let me tell you something, Mike Wilson. I know you indulge, and... I love Alex's tequila. I buy it. They have it in Total Wine. You can get it here in the Valley of the Sun. You can get it many places. But I wouldn't call myself a lightweight by any means. But the Blanco, no, the Blanco, my friend, the Blanco. I think Alex and I, like before one of his shows, I think he and I knocked out a whole bottle of the Blanco one time. Like it's that smooth, is what I'm trying to tell you. And no, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. But Talk to us a little bit about that too, because that is something in itself that I admire about you, my friend. You are an entrepreneur. You're a businessman. You're a lot more than a comedian. I've gotten to know you over like the past 20, 25 years, whatever it's been. We go back a long, long time, but I've also seen you grow as a human being, and this is something that I honestly admire about you, man. The tequila you and Ron White have put together is pretty awesome. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, it's like this. Like you said, I'm a comic, an entrepreneur. I have a family, so technically I have three jobs. And people say, "How do you do it?" And I go, "Well, have you ever known a Mexican to have just one job?" No, I got three. But it's a passion. It's a passion project. The tequila. Either way, if I didn't have this tequila company, I was going to be drinking tequila at the show, and I just happened to stumble across a tequila little distillery in Mexico in 2011 that I just absolutely fell in love with, and I haven't fallen out of love with it. And we brought it to the U.S. I mean, again, to everyone, I didn't invent what's inside that bottle. They've been doing it and doing it right for almost a century. It just was never in the U.S. until 2013. So Ron and I brought it, changed the name to Number One, and we're having a whole lot of fun. And it's fun because everywhere I go, the tequila follows me. And so at my shows, I get to drink Number One tequila and talk to people in that city about it. So it's fun. It's fun.
Alex, Mike Wilson here. Nice to talk with you again. And look, the you've been in comedy for so long. What are the changes that you've seen in comedy over the years? I mean, are the crowds a little bit more sensitive now, or is it, you know, because I hear comedians talk about that all the time, but I'm like, is that really the case, or is it, you know, or is it something else? But just how has comedy changed when you go live, you know, from when you first started to now?
I wouldn't say it's changed. I would think it's almost like it's like if I was a surfer, you know, sometimes the waves are one way, sometimes right. They're a little different. And you just got to read them. Either way, I'm going to get up and ride it. I've never, and God bless all a lot of comics that never really conformed to, you know, where society tried to contain us. I never really worried about that. There was a time probably 20 years ago, maybe 18 years ago, when I was noticing in some of the colleges, if you'd go work, you'd feel them really tighten up. And but I was also at the age, I was like, well, I don't really want to do colleges anymore. I was in my 40s. And so I just didn't do that. But then again, I worked some colleges and had a great time. So it's, you know, I like that it's kind of come full circle, and the lid's been taken off almost to where, you know, we've taken the governor off the thing and said, hey, we're allowed to say what we want. Because the truth is, when you walk in a comedy club or a theater or wherever, I personally believe that we come to laugh, you know. We come to laugh, and we come to laugh at all the absurdity of what's going on outside or within our family or whatever. And so all's fair in love, war, and comedy. You should check your egos, you should check your emotions, and just sit back and laugh. I mean, you'll probably laugh at most everything, and then when you find yourself not laughing, it's probably because the joke's about you. So you need to loosen up a little, and just know that everything's on the table, and we're here to have fun and be together. So we can, you know what? I mean, think about this: if you were a salesman, and you were trying to get someone to lean towards your way of thinking, so they'll buy your product, I think it's good to start with a laugh, and once you get the people laughing, well, then you open their mind up, and if you start laughing, you might realize, yeah, I'm kind of an uptight ass, you know, and maybe I can relax about that. And guess what? And when you're laughing, you can also, you know, people can see your point of view. So I just think it's a good place for us to escape, you know.
And I agree.
And so I haven't really, you know, conformed to any of that over the years. I don't think I have. I mean, there's been times when I'm in a room and I feel like, okay, they're, you know, every comic has to shift gears as they're delivering whatever they're delivering from one show to another, just to try to get it, you know, the people to absorb it. But I've never worried about it. I've never worried about being canceled. For luckily for me, and then a lot of people, well, whoever it is, if let's just say whoever comes to see a really clean comic, that's, they know who they're going to see and they know what to expect. And so I've been at it long enough that the people that come to see me go, oh yeah, that guy, he talks about this and that, but he's kind of brash, and we like that about him. And here you go. So I've never concerned myself with it one bit.
Look, I got to tell you this as we go to break. Alex reads the room pretty much better than anybody I've ever seen read a room, to be honest with you, Mike. And like
and
you
I
said,
don't even know how to read.
Look, well, that's pretty damn impressive then, because he reads rooms extremely well, knows the pulse of the people, and absolutely, when you go see Alex, you're going to be laughing your ass off. Let's continue this conversation on the other side. We'll continue talking to Alex Raimundo, Mexican-American comedian, actor, friend of mine, entrepreneur, just an all-around great,
legal,
great human being. Yeah, absolutely. We got to take a break. We'll keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Alex Raimundo, Andy Dorf, we'll all be right back. Keep it close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
That's right, baby. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we're lucky enough to be hanging out with comedian, friend of mine, actor, entrepreneur, family man. I think the world of this guy, to be honest with you. Alex Raimundo hanging out with us here, and I can't thank you enough for waking up early. You probably had a show last night, and you got up on a Sunday morning with us early. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, first and foremost. But if you want to see him here in the Valley of the Sun, people, it's coming up Thursday and Friday this coming week, the 24th and 25th. One show on Thursday, it's a 7:30 p.m. show. The show on Friday is a 9:30 p.m. show, Desert Ridge Improv. Alex, how can they get those tickets again? They go to your website. Tell them how to do it.
Yeah, just go to alexcomedy.com and scroll down and just look for the link for Desert Ridge, for Phoenix, and you'll see it there.
So, out of curiosity, my friend, I mean, I kind of know what you do, but tell the people what you do when you're not doing comedy. Like, how do you have fun? How do you unwind? How do you relax? What's a typical day in your life when you're not having to make people laugh? Because I've gotten the opportunity to hang out with Alex before. We've spent many of hours together, man. Like, Mike, he and I have played tennis together. We've hung out and literally sat on that tennis court for like 4 hours just shooting the you-know-what and just rapping about just about everything you could imagine. So I know what you like to do, and I know who you are, but tell our audience what you like to do when you're not having to make people laugh.
You know, I'm active. I'm active. I like to get out. Like you said, we played tennis. Like I said, last week in Laughlin, I was out on the water, and when we finish this conversation here, I'm going to go meet some great Vegas comics, and we're going to be hanging by the pool. I like getting outside. I'm old school that way, you know. I spend so much time in these casinos that I can't. It's been at least 15 years since I've gambled anything, you know. I just that's not me. You know, I love movies. I feel like you're recording, Andy.
I feel you.
I'm old school Latino in the sense that I love hard manual labor. You know, my wife has horses, and so I want people to know at Casa de Raimundo, I do the work there. You know, I've dug every post hole, I've set every post, I've concreted them, I've stretched the wire. I work my own property, so I like working with my hands. I like as light as my work is at night, I work hard during the day. You know, and that's really when I kind of get my thoughts together, when I'm just doing manual labor. But I'm, you know, I'm old school Mexican. I work hard, but I'm also Mexican that I like shiny stuff. You know, I'll roof a house in mariachi pants. You know, I've bedazzled my tool.
Oh, you too?
Yeah, you know, I just like that stuff. I'm the kind of guy that goes to Home Depot just to try on the gloves.
Hey, I walked down that Home Depot aisle too, man. I don't know, man. It's just something about being a man. Go ahead, Mike. Jump on in, brother.
No, look, Alex, you know, you've probably got to meet every comedian underneath the sun, and I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy. I love watching it either live or on, you know, some streaming service or anything. Like, my personal goat of stand-up comedian was Robin Williams, and that was just a sad day for me when he passed. But who is like your top 3, 4, 5 comedians of all time that you would lay down money to go see, dead or alive? It doesn't matter.
You know, I gotta tell you, I'm such a fan of just seeing anybody live, and if you're a fan of comedy and you watch it on streaming or you're pulling up reels all the time on Instagram, I commend you. But I'm telling you, it's whoever you enjoy is so much better live. It's that's the real way to experience it. Every night is different. Anything can happen. Every situation is different. And I've watched so many guys and girls that are just you know. They're like flying aces, you know. They're just so good at dealing with the moment, and sometimes when they can deal with the moment, it's that's fun to watch. You know, when a comic goes, okay, well, you know, they're just racking their brain trying to figure out what, do I make a left or do I make a right or do I, you know, abandon ship? You know, it's a fun thing to watch. If I had to go with some of my favorites, you know, I mean, there's such a long list. There's a list of names that people would know, and there's a list of names that nobody would know. You know, if you want to go with names that you know of George Carlin, you know, such a word on myth. Howie Mandel, so silly. Paul Rodriguez, just magic at just working the room. And he was the first guy that I saw, and I went, wait a minute, he resembles me. You know, even though we don't look alike, but I just saw this Latino guy, and I could relate to that. Richard Pryor, of course. Then there's names that people don't know. Jerry Dye, you know, he passed away recently from the Phoenix area. T.P. Mulrooney, J. Scott Homan. You know, there's just so many, and there's so many great comics now playing all these theaters that I'm kind of really unaware of, other than I know their names and have met them before. But I'm just, you know, it's a great time. It's a great time to speak your mind in this nation.
That's the voice of Alex Raimundo joining us here on the program. Comedian, actor, entrepreneur, family man. We'll be in town this coming week, the 24th and 25th. That's Thursday and Friday, 7:30 on Thursday, 9:30 on Friday. Desert Ridge Improv. Go to alexcomedy.com to get your tickets. And, you know, I think that what you just said kind of makes me think about how sports and comedy kind of intertwine and come together. It's the electricity of that moment. It's the electricity of what you can do in that room. You know, it's like a different, it's your arena. And I think that that's how sports and comedy kind of work hand in hand. You have to be able to read the room. You have to be able to bring that excitement to the room. And then you go out there and you electrify everybody. Like I think sports and comedy have a lot in common, Alex, real.
I think you're absolutely right. Years ago, I really compared stand up to being a boxer, you know, because I got to hang out with some, you know, I've gotten to know some good boxers. I know, from the Sun Valley, from Phoenix area, Michael Carbajal. Years ago, I got to know him.
Can you hold your thought? I want to bring you back to let you finish this up, and I don't want to take much more of your time because I know you're. You're a busy guy, but I want to let you finish this thought, and this is our armed forces break that I have to take on time,
so I got to get out.
I know you've been there for the troops too. So we'll take this break right here. We'll come right back. Let Alex Raimundo finish his thought. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and we got a bonus for you today because you get a little bit of Alex Raimundo as well. Actor, comedian, entrepreneur, family man, good friend of mine, and I always throw that in last, but I truly mean to say that first because I've grown to know Alex over the past 20, 25 years. I think when I first got in this game of doing radio in my young 20s, he was a good guy in the respect of he just kind of welcomed me in. And quite frankly, it's been a great relationship of 20 some odd years. And anytime he's in town, a lot of times when he's not in town, I shoot him texts and we just say hello to each other here and there. So there's a lot of love here. It goes a lot more than just having Alex on the radio show and him helping me out with the ratings and things along those lines. He's a good man and he's a good dude. He's a family guy. Like I said, entrepreneur, has a tequila, number one tequila that I truly love. It's good stuff. I encourage you, if you like tequila, go to Total Wine. You can get it there. I know that. He does some signings. Are you doing a signing this particular time? Are you doing any signings?
No signings, but I'll probably pop into the Total Wine and just sign the bottles they have. You know, I'll make sure I'll check out the liquor stores that carry it, and when I know where they are, I'll direct people at the show to go get them. But I love to appreciate the intros. I think the only person that gives a warmer intro to me is my mom.
She's like, hey, that's
nice. I would hope so. He his bed. He never talks naughty to me.
You know what? I'll take that, bro. I'll take that 1,000%. And again, you can check them out, people that are here in the Valley of the Sun, the 24th and the 25th, Desert Ridge Improv. The 24th show is at 7:30 p.m. The 25th show is at 9:30 p.m. AlexComedy.com to get your tickets. Okay, so I threw something at you before the break, and I truly think that this is how sports and entertainment in general kind of intertwine. But comedy and sports, I truly have found a love and a passion for both of them because you're in your arena, you're electrifying the room, and you're either going to make it or you're not. And there's times, I'm sure, when you know that a joke you threw out there, it doesn't hit, but then it doesn't stop you. You got to rebound. You got to just react to the bad and make it the most positive that you can. So like how you pivot from a poor joke to a good joke and electrifying the room and grabbing the people, like that's got to do something for you inside. Yes or no?
Absolutely. First and foremost, a mad shout out to why we took the break, to any veteran, anyone that served or served the nation that's serving now. Mad respect there. But yeah, comedy is very much like any sport. I kind of compare it to boxing, like I said, and it's you gotta stick, you gotta jab, you gotta stay on your feet, you gotta be listening, you gotta be paying attention to what the other the other boxer is doing, which is the audience. And at the same time, in football, you know, you've got this laid out plan, but you gotta be able to call an audible when something happens. And in basketball, you got, like you said, you gotta rebound, you gotta not worry about, you gotta quit living in the moment that just happened, and think, because technically, I would imagine every comic that does this for a living would say that whenever they are speaking, in their mind, they're 2-3 minutes ahead of what they're saying. They're already thinking of, hey, well, and from here I'm going to go to there, and that, oh my gosh, I can do that. And but sometimes, you know, it's definitely a dance, and it's fun. Good thing I like to dance, and you know what? And I'm a way better dancer when I'm drinking tequila.
I think we all are, actually. I think we all start to feel a little bit of the vibe at that point, for sure. I know I'm a lot looser at that point.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Mike. I do. I always have one drink before I walk on, and then I'm sipping on stage, you know.
Go ahead, Mike.
So, yeah, no, Alex, so, you know, this is a sports show and you're a comedian. Who are the teams that you watch? You have specific teams that you're like, it's appointment television this week, or, you know, whether it's football, basketball, hockey, you know, whatever it may, soccer, whatever it may be. Who are the teams that you kind of follow or enjoy to follow?
Well, I grew up in Dallas, Fort Worth. I've been a Dallas Cowboy fan since I was a kid. I've been a season ticket holder since '92, which meant I got to do that whole Super Bowl run those years. And I'm waiting for those years again. And I'm a true blue Cowboy fan. No matter what happens, no matter who's at the helm, no matter what's happening, I'm a fan of the star. But I'm also just a big, big football fan. I have learned to watch college ball, so I really fall in love with watching some of the players in college and follow their careers. I've gotten to enjoy watching them on other teams. You know, I live in Louisville, Kentucky, so I love watching Lamar Jackson play, you know, and I root for him.
Yep.
Until he plays the Cowboys, then I just worry about him. but I, you know, in basketball, I usually start paying attention towards the end of the season, and I watch the finals. It's always great, that whole run. And same with baseball, you know, I don't really pay attention until later in the season, and then I ask a lot of questions. I even watch golf, you know, hanging out with Ron, I got to, you know,
getting
to where I can walk in on a golf tournament, and that's fun to get excited about. So I'm as I mentioned earlier, I love sports. I grew up, I think sports taught me so much about life, how to get back up and how to fight for what you want, and how to lose graciously, and how to, you know, go back and rebound to why you lost. You know, I'm an old cross country runner, and I kind of put that strategy to life. You know, when I'm uncomfortable, I make sure my arms are moving the way they're supposed to, make sure I'm breathing right, and then I'm back, and then I'm fine, and I can run another 2 or 3 miles. So I love sports. I love sports. I think it builds a lot of character, you know. It's the competition in this. I love it. You know, but those are the sports I follow. Hockey, love hockey. I remember the first real hockey game, the live hockey game I went to. There were so many fights. I was just thrilled by that gladiator part. Even MMA, you know, I look at MMA and I go, yeah, I'm not really into that. But then you start watching and you can't help but be pulled in by the excitement. And it's, you know, it's crazy. I love competition. I love competition.
You just taught me something, to be honest with you. And we're hanging out with Alex Raimondo, comedian, actor, entrepreneur, in town this week, the 24th and 25th at the Desert Ridge Improv. 24th show is 7:30 p.m. The 25th show is 9:30 p.m. But you just taught me something, because I've always thought that the perfect metaphor for life is sports, right? Because it, like all the things you just said, it teaches you how to fight. It teaches you how to get back up. It teaches you that there's somebody bigger, better, and stronger, and this and that and the other. I think that my point about sports and comedy, sports and entertainment, how they intertwine are extremely true. And maybe comedy is the perfect metaphor for life, right? Because it is about laughing. It's about falling down. It's about getting back up. And it's about how you pivot from certain things that happen to you in life. And they all are the reason why we are where we are today. But comedy is maybe as well the perfect metaphor for life. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. It's comedy is definitely truth plus exaggeration. That's an exaggeration is where the laughter comes, you know. Any stereotype that people, you know, talk about or feed is usually based in some type of reality, you know. So I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, I know this. I've been doing this 35 years now, and I still love getting up there every night that I can and trying to figure out what I think of whatever, you know. I that's my place to kind of. It's almost like I go to therapy, but they pay me.
Yeah.
I'm not paying the. And I bring my own drugs.
No, but like it's that is really freaking like so right on point, man. It is a way where like you can work things out, right? Like you're just trying stuff. Like when you really
regurgitating. Yeah, my brain is just regurgitating, and I'm trying to make it palatable for the audience. You know, I remember when my kids are 22 and 26 now. And they're both musicians and they both have jobs as well. So they support themselves, but they. I recommend checking them out. My daughter is Mariah Raymundo, all sound platforms. My son is Raymundo, R-E-Y-M-U-N-D-O. He just goes by the last name. But I remember when they were, you know, 17 and you know, those high school years, I remember telling them, you guys should go try some open mic. Go watch some comics do open mic night, and you should get up there and try it. Not that I wanted them to become comedians. I just wanted them to do it to discover themselves, because you end up discovering what you think about things. I might have an idea, and I'll write it down, and I'll just get up on stage and start playing with the idea. And usually the truth comes out when you're the only one talking. You know, it is good therapy. It is good therapy. You know what? For a guy that grew up loving sports and playing all of the, all the sports, you know, I was, as a matter of fact, the only thing I disliked about comedy, and it took me about 4 years of doing stand-up to figure it out, was I couldn't play organized sports anymore. That's the only downfall that I could think of. But to be honest with you, the way we've kind of lined it up today, I mean, I think I'm still playing a sport. You know, I'm still getting up there and thinking about what I'm doing and trying to execute it.
Dude, I freaking love it. That's Alex Raymundo, going to be in town this week, Thursday and Friday, July 24th and 25th. The show on the 24th is 7:30 p.m. The show on Friday is 9:30 p.m. Am I going to get to see you? Are we hanging out a little? Like, are you going to be in town early Thursday?
Shows, we'll do some drinking before or after. I can't remember what time I come in. But I'll tell you this, everybody. I mean, thanks for listening. Come out and see me if you're kind of still wondering, well, what? I haven't heard a whole lot of funny stuff. What happened? What kind of show does he do? I should tell you, I'm rated R. It's adult humor. I'm a grown man with grown children, so I'm going to talk about what I want. I'm not PC, and I'm not woke, but I'm also not an ass. just come out, and you'll hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, according to me.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, people, I've seen. Yeah, look, I've seen Alex so many times throughout the years, and I'll tell you what, the jokes that I know, that they don't get old, the new ones that he sprinkles in, I always talk to him about it. Like, I'm like, yo, you threw this in there, that was something new, and this and that and the other. And usually, I'm telling you, nobody reads a room like Alex Raymundo, and I'm telling you right now, you go, you have a good time, and if you open your mouth, you're open game, man. So you just you got to mind your P's and Q's a little bit. Well, Alex, you know how much I appreciate you.
I like a little participation from the room, but Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun.
Hey, you know I appreciate you so much. Thank you for taking time out with us today. I'll be in touch. And, yes, I probably would want to come to that Friday night show. So we'll get in touch, and we'll see you Friday night, I'm sure.
We'll talk then and before. And, Michael, thank you. And to everybody, I just damn it, what I was about to say. I can't remember now. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It's been about 2 years since I've been to Phoenix. So if you saw me last time, I would say 80% of what I'm doing, 85% is going to be new. So come on out, because I do try to constantly write something.
Alex Raimundo at the Desert Ridge Improv, the 24th and 25th, 7:30 on Thursday, 9:30 on Friday. AlexComedy.com to get your tickets. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and got to thank a couple people before we get too far in this, before we get out of here. John Poulter, a professor of sports who always joins us to talk baseball, and obviously when it applies, we talk NHL hockey, but special thanks to my good friend Alex Raimundo, who will be in town this Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th of July. Thursday's show is 7:30 p.m. Friday's show is 9:30 p.m. Desert Ridge Improv, alexcomedy.com to get your tickets. We got to do what we call parting shots. So, Mike Wilson, you are up, my friend. Parting shot time.
Hey, look, my parting shot is pretty simple this week. It goes out to Alex Raimundo for joining the show and just having a conversation about sports, life, what he does, and all that kind of stuff, you know. And nobody has to come on the show, but he likes to come on and talk with us, man. Big shout out to him, and hopefully you and I will get there on Thursday or Friday night to see him.
It won't be Thursday for sure, but Friday night is kind of on the radar for me because 7:30 after we all get home from work and this and that and the other might be a little bit of a challenge for this crew. But Friday night, baby, guns a-blazing, you know it, man. We'll be ready to rock and roll. Speaking of rocking and roll, Scotty, man, just running away with this thing.
Yeah.
So my parting shot is don't mess with Scotty because if you do, he's going to bring out the best in his game. And obviously, for Mike Wilson, Robert, Alex Raimundo, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Until next time, bye-bye, everybody.
Guess what? What?
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Next time.